I want to speak to you today from the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. Actually, I want us to notice the 8 E's in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. There are several things that are conveyed in this chapter that I think is very relevant to us today. The people of Israel were on the brink of going into Canaan. They were at the very threshold of Canaan, and Moses rehearsed all the things that God had done for them as a people. Actually, he commanded them to remember all that God had done in the past. And as we look forward as a nation, and as we look forward as individuals, as you graduates look forward to the things that God has planned for you, and that, I really believe that. I believe God has a plan for your life. You need to get on your face before God and ask Him, what is your plan for me? Things will go so much easier for you. Amen. You know, you won't have a problem choosing a career or making these decisions, these monumental decisions that transform and change your life, as long as you know it's the will of God for you. And one of the ways that we bring balance to our lives, and one of the ways that we maintain the right attitude in life, is remembering how God has delivered us, how He has helped us, how He has sustained us. One of the reasons that we sing so many songs with I in it, I don't know if you noticed that. Most of our songs have a lot of I's and me's, and God delivered me, and He helped me, and He sustained me, and I remember the day. And all these things are to help us to remember, because we are prone to forget. We are forgetful people. And even Moses composed a song. He composed a song to help the people of Israel to remember what God had done for them. And we're just prone to forget. And we need to constantly remember what God has done for us. Now, it'll help us during the good times, during the prosperous times, when we are cold and indifferent, and we're not going through any kind of trouble, and we don't look to God in prayer as we should. During those times, we can reflect upon how that we need God in our lives. I guess if you should summarize, or if I should summarize this chapter, it kind of goes something like this. God has brought you here thus far, and He's going to take you into the future. It is God that has brought you to this place where you're at today. And you need God, and with God, you can move forward. We need God for the future, and we need to look back into the past and see that God has given us many wonderful blessings. As a side note, I'm convinced as we go through this 8th chapter and we think about these things individually, because actually Moses was talking about Israel proper as a nation, but we can not only view this with respect to us individually or as a church, but we can view this as a nation. We can look into this chapter, and we need to analyze our past so we don't make the same mistakes twice. And as we look back over the history of this country, it's clear to me it's God that has brought us to where we're at. It is God that has sustained this nation. And without God, we'll be like the other nations, and we too will go by the wayside. I'll begin in verse 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, and that thou shalt remember. Thou shalt. Does that ring any kind of bell? Thou shalt. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt remember. I'm telling you, the Lord has commanded us to remember what He has done for us. thou shalt remember all the way, all the journey, all the every aspect of what took place with Israel, they were to remember. And we need to look back over our lives, and we need to remember how that the Lord has helped us along this journey. Now, I know there are a lot of things in our lives that we wish we could just forget. But we are commanded to remember the bad alongside the good. He says, remember all of it, all that took place along the way, which the Lord thy God led thee. Notice that first, thee. God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, but he might make thee known. A man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider thine heart, that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a land of brooks, of water, of fountains and depths that spring up the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, and a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without sacredness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou shalt eat and art full, notice what he says. When you eat and you are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments. He says, don't forget. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments. You know, the moment we stop keeping his commandments and judgments, it's a clear sign that we have forgotten what the Lord has done for us. When we go contrary to his ways, it's an obvious indication that we have forgotten. And we need to push the rewind button, and we need to remember. We need to recall. We need a recollection of the works of God in our lives, because it will help us advance spiritually. He says, beware lest you forget all that the Lord thy God. Do you think our nation has forgotten what God has done for us as America? See, we've gone contrary to the commandments of the Lord. One of the reasons we've gone contrary is that we have forgotten that this nation was established with biblical principles. We've forgotten how God has helped us. You know, I sat down yesterday and I went through the history of America, and especially all the wars, and I'll tell you what has sustained this country through wartime. It was parents and grandparents and those that were back in the States that were on their faces before God. It was churches that were praying that their sons and daughters would come home from war. I'll tell you what has sustained this country. One of the underlying reasons this country is where it's at today is because of God. Fearing God, loving God, praying people. Yeah. We've forgotten that. I'll never forget the week after 9/11 when I was coming back over, I was coming through Texas, and heard our president pray. And I wept. In the car, I almost had to pull off the side of the road, just wept. Our country was not only in mourning, but we were looking to God for help. For help. Now, you may be have a different opinion about this, and that's fine, but I believe God helped us. He has been helping us as a country. Let's not forget that. He said, don't forget. He said, but it's an indication you've forgotten if you don't keep the commandments or the judgments and statutes which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built godly houses to dwell therein. He's talking about them prospering and just, you know, things going good and smooth and peaceful. When thy herds and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and you forget, thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Why was this country founded? You think it was just by happen chance? Huh? I believe this country was founded by the providence of God. Sure do. And the people that fled here to worship God according to their own conscience. And I thank God for that freedom, don't you? That's why we're one of the greatest countries of the world. Notice I said one of. I'll get to that in just a minute, maybe. But he says, when things are prosperous and your herds multiply and you get all kinds of gold and silver and your bank account is full, be careful, be very careful that you don't become lifted up with pride and forget that the Lord God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness. You know, we've had a lot of troubled times in the past, and we need to reflect upon them. You know why the, and I was thinking of this, and maybe I'm jumping a rabbit here, but we refer to like Brother Vanderpool's generation as one of the greatest generations. You know why? It's because they went through the terrible wilderness of the Depression. Have you thought about that? Sometimes we think trouble and trials and darkness and wilderness is bad for us, but there are times that it's good for us. It proves us. It refines us. It tests us. It humbles us. And I'll tell you something, if we get lifted up with pride, we're going to fall. Yeah. Pride goeth before destruction. Yeah. We get lifted up with pride, and so Moses saying, be careful, you know, when things are going good, that you don't forget the hard times that you went through that brought you to this place. Remember, you know, I want to read this entire chapter, believe it or not, and I didn't mean for it to take me so long. He's telling them, he's saying, you need a recollection of the leadership of God that's going on in your life. I mean, there was a special deliverance. You need to remember that. See, it all began with deliverance. Deliverance. Deliverance from bondage. This country was birthed upon being delivered. Set free. Established with freedoms that didn't exist before. A constitution that liberated its citizens, which didn't exist before. A freedom of worship. A freedom of worship. You know, even some of our founding fathers were skeptical whether it would even work to have freedom of worship. That they knew it could go amok, like it's gone in our present day society. And people would be worshiping the devil and stuff like that. And go crazy with it. And they weren't even sure that it would work. Set free. Do you remember when you were set free from sin? Isn't that where it all began for you? And shouldn't we remember where God has brought us to? And how he brought us here, and what he's going to take us to in the future. Here in these passages, he said, remember the deliverance and remember the hard times. Now, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, it's like that woman that said, you know, ever since I got saved, I've got a wall of Ebenezers that started the day I got saved and continues until now. Places, times, places where God has sustained me and helped me and delivered me and brought me through many trials and troubles. I've gone through the dark and terrible times of the wilderness, and God was there. He was there leading. He was there feeding. He was there helping. He showed me during those dark days that man cannot live by bread alone, that life is more than just stuff. There's a spiritual aspect to this thing that you've got to lay hold upon. And I thank God for those days. I've been shredding some old tax files. Boy, that's a job. I kept way too many years and came across a loan that I took out back when I was doing mission work. And I looked over that loan and reminisced for just a few moments and thought how that I walked into that loan office, and I said, he was like, well, fill out the loan papers, and I did. He said, where do you work? I said, I don't. He said, well, do you have income? I said, no. And he looked at me funny, and I said, I'm on business from God. That's why I'm here. He said, well, I don't know what to do. I said, put it on the application. Huh? It's the truth. And he said, I don't know the underwriters and stuff, if they've ever seen anything like that before. Go for it. I'm here because God wants me here. And I need a place to live. See? And so he did that. And they loaned me the money. And that, I'm telling the truth, right, Ange? Tell them. Loaned me the money. Didn't have a job. Didn't have any prospects of a job. Didn't have any income coming in. And they loaned me money. I'm telling you, God will feed you in the wilderness. He will help you. He'll demonstrate His glory and His power. He will sustain you. But during those times, you learn how much you need Him. Now, some of these things, we wish we could just teach our kids, don't we? But we can't. They've got to learn it for themselves. They've got to go through the wilderness. They've got to know that God is there, that He is providentially providing them the things that they stand in need of, that He will give them the good land. People, I'm in the good land, the spiritual land, the Canaan land. Yes. I'm enjoying the spiritual blessings of life. I've been saved by His grace, and God is walking with me. And I tell you, it's a great and wonderful feeling to serve the Lord and praise the Lord and sense the presence of the Lord upon your life. Amen? Amen. I'm telling you, that's the Canaan land. He'll give you the good land. You know, there are people that have everything, it seems, and they're miserable. I mean, all of these rock stars and country music stars and Hollywood stars, and I'll tell you what, stars fall, and they fall hard, don't they? We've seen that through the years, but they're not happy. Listen to me, they're not happy. There's only one thing that can fill the void of your soul, and it's God. God! Amen? He said, I'll give you the good land, but don't forget. Now listen, church. This message, remembering and reflecting, rewinding and thinking about what God has done for us, we don't need to forget as a people, as a church, how God has sustained us, how He has fed us. Back in the late 1800s, there was a man by the name of Whitsitt, and he was a professor at Union University, and he was began teaching that the Baptists began in 1640 or something like that, 1660. And when he started teaching that to those students, you know what happened? All the Baptists of Tennessee rose up and said, listen, if you don't get rid of that man who's teaching that heresy, they'll stop sending money. And they got rid of him, sent him up north to those northern churches to teach. Northern seminaries to teach. You know why? Because he was teaching heresy. There was a day when we would rise up in opposition to error, and we would stand for the truth. The point is this. We don't need to forget our history. The devil is wanting to erase it. We didn't begin in the 1600s. We've been here since Jesus established us. Amen? Amen? We need to remember what transpired during the Dark Ages, like Brother JT was teaching this morning. We need to remember those who stood for the faith and contended for the faith that was delivered to the saints. We don't need to forget them and the sacrifices they made. One of the worst things that can happen to us as a church, as a country, as individuals, is for us to forget our history. How we got to where we're at. How we got here. Man, if we don't look back over our shoulders and see God providentially bringing us to this place, we'll get high-minded and full of pride, and we'll think that we have gotten here by our own ability. We'll become self-righteous, and we'll think that we're self-sufficient, and we'll self-congratulate ourselves. Listen, we are here because God has brought us here. You're here by eternal providence. Eternal providence. You think it's a coincidence that you were born into a Christian home? You think it's a coincidence that you were raised up in this church? You think it's a coincidence that you had an opportunity to get a good education here in Hendersonville or Gallatin or Davidson County? You think it's a coincidence that you are an American? You think it's a coincidence that you had an opportunity to go to these higher institutions of learning and college and stuff like that? You think it's all just a coincidence? Or do you believe that God showed you favor and was good to you and merciful to you? I'll tell you what it is. God was merciful to you. He was gracious to you. He was compassionate to you. That's why you're at where you're at. God. Yeah. He said, remember. First of all, you need to remember this special deliverance from Egyptian bondage. I have a special deliverance from bondage, don't you? I have a time and a place for the Lord save me. I mean, delivered me from sin by the sacrificial atoning death of Jesus Christ. I have one of those. And you know, I remember that. I reflect upon that. Actually, every aspect of our life needs to be qualified by this special deliverance that we received in salvation, in redemption. I mean, even in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, Paul said, love your wives, told husbands, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, and gave himself. Yeah, okay. Here's this everyday duty of life, and it is in the context, it's in the framework of Jesus dying for you and saving you and ransoming you and redeeming you. Every duty of life needs to be qualified by this special deliverance that we have received. Our decisions that we make, the careers that we choose. Listen, a Christian can't do anything he wants to do. Just can't. Everything needs to be decided upon based upon that special deliverance. We need to look back at the special providence, how he has led us, humbled us, proved us, and fed us. How that he has given us the good land. I'm not going to get into all eight of them. They're all there. How he has chastened us. See that in verse 5? How that he has chastened us. You know, the Bible says that if we're without chastisement, that we're illegitimate children and we're not sons. That's what it says. If we're not chastened. There are times the Lord comes and he corrects us. Aren't you thankful for that? And we need that in life. He tells us in these passages that he did all these things He brought us through all of this to bring us to a place that he would bring us. Verse 7 tells us about he wanted to bring us to where we're at today. We're not here by accident. You young folks, I'm going to say this to you. You're graduating from high school and college, and that's a wonderful blessing. And many challenges that are up ahead. But I want you to look back over your life, and I want you to think about this. The only reason you're where you're at is because God has sustained you. The reason you've had all these wonderful things in life, you know, is because God has given them to you. He has given you portions of the good land. Your family. Are you thankful for your family? For the upbringing that you received? Are you thankful for the home that you had to live in? The roof over your head? The cars you drove? Some of y'all had some pretty nice cars as teenagers, you know. Aren't you thankful for all of that? You know who needs to get credit for all that? God does. God does. You look back over your life and you need to analyze it and say, God has brought me here. I mean, everything. When you think about the external circumstances of your life, think about this. Look back just briefly with me. He said in these passages, you know, like in verse 4, even your clothes. I mean, you look over these passages, he tells us that he has led us, he's humbled us, he's proved us, he's fed us, he's clothed us. Clothed us. Chastened us, brought us to this place, that he might, in verse 10, give us the good land. Now, I'm closing. And I want to say this. All of this stuff that God has done for us, he's done it for us and helped us with it, with all these different circumstances of life, that we might give honor and glory to him. That we might serve him. The blessings are given to us so that we might serve him. Serve him. We'll never, as a nation, return to greatness until we remember. Many churches, they'll never return to the greatness that they once were until they remember how it used to be. You know, where we were supporting education and we were supporting growth and mission work. And till we get back, till we're supporting the scriptures, you know, we get back to the basics of things where we were spiritual because we were close to God and we let him lead us and help us. There are many things that are revealed in this 8th chapter. Remember. Let me close in reading these final passages. He led thee through the great and terrible wilderness. We're in where fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good at the latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if you at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you will surely perish. If you forget, Moses looked at the people of Israel and said, if you forget, you will perish. You'll perish. I testify this day, young people, if you forget what God has done for you in bringing you to this place, you'll perish. Church, if we forget what God has done for us to bring us to where we're at today, we'll perish. America, if you forget what God has done to bring us to where we're at today, we'll perish. The last verse of this chapter, Moses said, Israel, if you don't listen and see what God has done, you too will be like all the other nations of the world that have gone by the wayside. Let me read it for you. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. You might say, well, it's the 11th commandment. Thou shalt remember and not forget. Remember and not forget. Let's stand and sing a verse of some song. I appreciate your attention today. He led us. He humbled us. He proved us. He fed us. He brought us. He chastened us. He gave us the good land. Oh, look at all those E's in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm glad I know them, because he's led me. He's delivered me. He's fed me. He's proved me. I've had some fiery trials. He's brought me, chastened me, and given me the good land. People, I'm blessed. I tell you, I'm dwelling in Canaan. I am. Spiritually, I'm in Canaan. I mean, I'm blessed, and I thank God for it. I pray that you young people will learn this wonderful lesson from Moses. Never forget. You will go through fiery trials, and God will prove you. I mean, it's hard when he shows you that there's stuff in your heart that shouldn't be there when you're singing, oh, how I love Jesus. But he'll do it. Stuff you didn't think was there, but was there. And he'll test you and prove you, squeeze you to show you what you're really made of. And I pray that he'll help you as he's helped me. Bless you like he's blessed me. God has blessed me. And I'm thankful for all he has done. Let's sing a verse of some song. What song do you have? 31? I often thought of the illustration that Jeremiah and the Apostle Paul gave concerning the potter and the clay. And there are times that, you know, we're swirling around, and I watched somebody, you know, do pottery, and many of our circumstances are like that. Just things are just swirling around in our life, and God lays His hand to us, you know, and to shape us. And it seems as though at times that God has laid His hand to me, and I thought He's going to crush me. I mean, He was applying the pressure, you know. And at the time, I didn't realize that He was shaping me and not destroying me. But as I look back, I see that the hand of God was even in the bad times helping me. He was there carrying me and sustaining me and leading me through the terrible wilderness. Young people, you will, if you're a Christian, you will go through the wilderness. But take comfort. You don't have to go through the wilderness alone. You'll have a fire by night and a cloud by day. Amen? And when you're thirsty, water will come out of a rock. When you're hungry, it'll fall from heaven on a daily basis. And you realize you need God more than you need everything else in life. Through all that, He'll teach you. You can't live by bread alone. You need Him. You need God. You need Him in your life. Those lessons must be taught experimentally. But I hope one day you can relate to all the ease found in 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. Something on your heart. Bless you. I have someone else. Something on your heart. Yeah. Yeah. Someone else, you want to praise the Lord today? I hope our country never forgets that those that paid the ultimate price, gave the ultimate sacrifice, that they not just forget their death, but the reason they fought and died. They fought for these freedoms. They defended this country against enemies, both foreign and domestic. They took oaths to defend the Constitution of the United States. We need to know what that is, amen? What it means, what it says, the freedoms we enjoy. Let's not take them for granted. I think that does more dishonor to them than anything else, us taking these freedoms for granted. They were costly. And let's appreciate them. Brother Millen Chan. Good to see you able to be here this morning. Appreciate that. Someone else. We got lunch next door. We're going to come back and have singing this afternoon. Okay. Immediately following the service, VBS meeting. Where are you going to have that at? Young Women's Sunday School class. All right, we're going to dismiss with a word of prayer. We want all of our guests to stay and eat with us. Okay. Let's remember, if you have an application for Do-Re-Mi, see her immediately following the service. She can get all that turned in. Whoever says a dismissal prayer, also say a blessing on our food next door so we can just go right next door and eat. But we want all our guests to stay with us and eat with us. We're glad you're here, and we want to honor these graduates. Hey, school's tough, and we're proud of you. You've accomplished something, and We believe you're going to accomplish more in life. And we have faith in you. We've got confidence in you. Don't we? We're expecting more out of you. I mean, God's not done with you yet. He's got a plan for you. And you just fall in line with His plan for your life, and you'll enjoy the good life and the good land. Amen? You'll experience spiritual abundance. I mean, like you never imagined. And It's available. And we pray you enjoy it. Brother Richard Gobby, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer and say a blessing over the meal, please?